From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Madeline Brand is on assignment. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we cover pets, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
No, really, this is NPR. We'll prove it to you. We're leading with politics here and abroad, elections in France and Nigeria.
And here in the U.S., Arizona Senator John McCain was in New Hampshire today.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be back. And today, I announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
That's John McCain making it official. Earlier, we spoke with Slate's chief political writer, John Dickerson.
He's the embattled former frontrunner. He's now second in most of the polls, although in some state polls in Iowa and New Hampshire, he's leading, and so he's doing well in those important states. But he's struggling. He had trouble raising money, and Rudy Giuliani is the top candidate in the Republican field.
The issue of the war, John, and Senator McCain's staunch support for President Bush's surge strategy, this has dogged him for months. Here he is last night with Jon Stewart on The Daily Show.
The war was terribly mismanaged.
But then let them be honest with us. Why attack people that question that?
We are where we are now. We are where we are now. And then the question is, can we give this strategy a chance? And I'm emphasizing a chance to succeed with a great general.
So, John, Senator McCain has been so identified as pro-war, pro-surge. Is there a winnable political position that is pro-war but anti-Bush administration conduct of it?
That's the big question for the McCain campaign, and I don't know whether there is such a strategy. There is some irony in the fact that McCain is bearing the brunt for this, since he spent a good number of years criticizing the military strategy. The distinction that Stewart was making that's important is the tagging any opponents of the war as being unpatriotic. And in his speech to VMI, McCain essentially attacked all people against the surge as being politically motivated. And so he now, McCain, is in some ways echoing the administration criticism of their critics that has driven those critics so mad.
How would John McCain finish this sentence? Vote for me because...
I have the experience. I've seen war, and I know what good is, and I know what evil is from personal experience. I understand diplomacy and where it's necessary and required, and also because I recognize the domestic challenges we face, particularly in getting government under control and making government more accountable and efficient and frankly, competent, which in his announcement speech, he talks essentially and hints at Katrina and some of the other failures of the Bush administration on the competency front.
He's 70. He's had health problems. He's accused of pandering to the right and abandoning straight talk. He's still got some kind of vulnerability, though, I think, when I look at him. He doesn't look as controlled as other politicians. What do you think?
He's not as controlled as other politicians because he can't be. He's constitutionally incapable of controlling himself, which is what has in the past made him so attractive. But he's taken a pounding with independents and Democrats who liked him in the last time. The polling is quite bad on that issue. So the question for him is whether that vulnerability can kind of recapture voters in the way it did in 2000. But it hasn't really worked so far.
John Dickerson of the online magazine Slate. John, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.